Good morning and welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11 and you can find me on X or Twitter or whatever you want to call it at Razzle11 Grinds. Going to take a look at some pitching for today, Wednesday, the 9th of August. Weather-wise, we have some weather in Chicago, nothing too crazy. No real winds to speak of, other than wind blowing in from left field in Boston, that gives me some pause. Just because wind blowing over the Green Monster coming in, with how high the ball has to be hit to exit the park, that could come into play. But I haven't really dug into the pitching in that matchup yet, anyways. But that's just one thing for me to keep in mind as the day goes on. But other than that, there's nothing really to worry about. So let's dig in. We have a 9-game main slate. I think we have a 3-game early slate, a 3-game turbo slate, and then the 9-game main on this day of games. We get Ohtani at the top, taking on the Giants as a -120 favorite at home. Game total just 7.5. Been pretty strong. I do worry about him. He's been leaving some games. He obviously threw that complete game against the Tigers, but had some issues. Cramping fingers, etc. Leaving that last start against Seattle after 4 innings. I do have some questions about Ohtani, but I think we still have to play him. I may just go slightly lower than I normally would have in this matchup, but we will see if they have much to say about him as the day goes on. Maybe some updates on his cramping in his hands or whatever's been going on. Kevin Gausman, love the upside. His K numbers aren't as strong on the road, actually quite a bit weaker on the road. But this is a Cleveland squad that lacks a ton of power. I don't really expect them to have a Seattle-like game where they hit four solo home runs off of them. Coming off a rougher start against Baltimore, I still love the upside. We've seen plenty of strikeouts in this series. The Cleveland lineup is obviously weaker overall, with Naylor on the IL, having traded away Josh Bell, who wasn't really having that great of a season. Amed Rosario, who was the two-hitter, being traded away. So I like the upside of Gausman, even against Cleveland. Max Fried looked dominant in his return 3 months after hitting the IL. Absolutely blew away the Cubs. Considering the Cubs have been one of the hottest teams in baseball, I think that carries even more weight from that performance. The Pirates have knocked around the Braves pitching staff in the series, but to give you an idea, Fried is a -305 favorite in this game. Yeah, I said that -305, which I believe was greater than what Strider was, if I remember, but maybe similar. I don't really remember exactly what Strider was, but yeah, -305 road favorite. It's pretty heavy. Merrill Kelly against the Dodgers. If I remember correctly, the Dodgers are one team you don't want to take Merrill Kelly against. ERA and average against aren't bad against the Dodgers this year in the two starts, but he's allowed a ton of base runners. So he's kind of worked out of some situations, I guess. Was solid against Minnesota, which we kind of expected. But I'm not using Merrill Kelly against the Dodgers. Just remember off the top of my head, like I thought the Dodgers have a ton of BBP in their favor from the last couple of years. The Dodgers are a -130 favorite in that game. Yu Darvish taking on the Mariners as a -125 favorite. I think he's fine. I'm just not overly excited to use Yu Darvish. Home runs allowed on the road have been way down, which are nice to see. K rate's a little lower on the road. Strong starts in four of his last five. His last start wasn't huge, but it was against the Dodgers. But he did dominate an elite Texas offense, and then two wins on the road against Toronto and Philadelphia. Setting up pretty nice for you coming down the stretch. I think I'm going to use him just because the K upside against Seattle is too strong to ignore for me. Logan Allen, we've seen Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibby strike out roughly 1.1 million Toronto Blue Jay batters over the last two games. We might have to consider Logan Allen. Toronto is weakest against left-handed pitching, even though I feel like they have some positive regression coming, or it might have already started. I think the last couple games against left-handed pitching, they've had some success. I think it was in the Boston series. I am interested in Logan Allen, but I guess not as strongly as, say, Yu Darvish for 400 more. Or even possibly Nick Pivetta down here at 7,800. But he's going to be in the conversation. I think right now I would put him in my pitcher pool, but there's a chance that he gets moved out depending on how the day goes on. Bobby Miller on the road has been spectacular. This Arizona squad has definitely struggled over the last month or so. Miller's looked pretty good. Hasn't had the explosive performances like his first four, worked with 20 plus DK points in each of them. There's some worries there, but I do like the upside. I like the ability. He just needs to not rack up pitch count, apparently. Three and two thirds against San Diego was, wasn't a terrible outing, but 82 pitches in three and two thirds is quite a bit. A quality start against Texas, an elite offense shows a lot, and obviously his debut against Atlanta was strong too. So he's shown it. I don't have a problem going with Bobby Miller as a minus 130 favorite in that game. Not interested in Christian Javier. Just not the same guy this season as last. It's been pretty bad on the road, and Baltimore keeps getting it done right now. So, no thanks to Javier. Like I mentioned with Pivetta, I'm interested. I know Kansas City scoring some runs. He's coming off of a not so good performance against Toronto, but prior to that, had been strong, even shutting down an elite Atlanta squad. I am definitely interested. I think there are going to be people that want to fade him. The one worry I have here is it is 4 days, just 3 days rest. So I don't know. Maybe we don't even see Pivetta as the starting pitcher as the day goes on. We'll have to see some updates. But being on just 3 days rest does worry me a little bit, because we may not see him go, five, six innings. So that's going to be one to monitor. I could see the Red Sox going more with an opener, and then maybe using Pivetta for a few innings. That would change things quite a bit for me. Flaherty, in his debut with the Orioles, was phenomenal against the Blue Jays. Tough matchup here against Houston. I do have a little bit of interest, but not a ton. I have a feeling he's not going to make my pool, but I think at 7.2K, there's definitely upside. And the ability to go, for nearly 30 DK points. I don't really know if a pitcher is going to go for 30 against Houston. but maybe 23 to 25. And anytime a guy has a chance at 20 plus for me, I'm very much interested. Mike Clevinger, I just don't enjoy him as a human being. I think he's a pile of, but that's another debate. We just saw Toussaint strike out a ton of Yankees, but then walk a bunch. There is upside in this matchup, but there is weather. Remember the weather going on, so we do have to pay attention. Not interested in Hendricks, not interested in Peterson. Peterson has looked better of late, but he's still being stretched out, probably just in the 60s for pitch count. It's just not enough against a hot Chicago team. Jordan Lyles, no thanks. Against Boston, Severino has been absolutely atrocious. But it's the White Sox. I mean, he struggled against the White Sox the first time he faced them, too. I think I'm just going to have to not get cute and just avoid Severino. If he wakes up and remembers how to pitch, then so be it. But I'm going to pass. But here's the one guy, Emerson Hancock. Supposed to be getting the call from Double-A. Let's see. Hasn't been overly great in Double-A. But the last four starts have been strong. It is a big jump from Double-A to facing the Padres. But he's a top pitching prospect in baseball, and he is just 4K. That's the main thing that we see here, being min priced as a top prospect. It's going to be really tough for me to ignore. Obviously, prospects haven't had the greatest debuts this season. Brandon Pfaadt got absolutely lit up. But we just talked about Bobby Miller dominated the Braves in his debut. So being the same price as a reliever is just a massive mistake by DraftKings. So, but there we have it. There's my first look at the pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get that alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. And if you want to join us, I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, that's RAZ, for 10% off monthly. And as always, best of luck, everybody.